For the first time in a decade, both houses of Congress have now passed essentially similar measures to tighten up the laws on campaign finance. The House approved the measure known as Shays-Meehan shortly before 3 this morning. It now goes back to the Senate, where it was passed back in April, but still needs final approval. Leading up to the House vote, members were lobbied intensively by both sides. The prime targets were the Republican freshmen, including Shelley Moore Capito. NPR's Peter Overby reports now from the Capitol.
Shelley Moore Capito grew up in politics, the daughter of a West Virginia governor. When she ran for Congress in 2000, the race spotlighted one of the concerns with the current campaign finance system. Capito's Democratic opponent was a wealthy trial lawyer. He put up more than $6 million of his own money for the race. But she won, and almost as soon as she took office, she started hearing from advocates for campaign finance reform.
They had prejudged me and basically made comments about me in several of my hometown newspapers without ever having a conversation with me. And I take exception with that because I've always prided myself on being open-minded and willing to listen.
But Capito kept her door open to both sides. Grassroots organizations went to work. Common Cause, AARP, and others for the bill. The National Rifle Association, National Right to Life Committee, and others against it. She says the letters and phone calls all came from her constituents, and the pressure seemed about equal. The star of the reform movement, Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, had campaigned for her in 2000. That didn't sway her, nor did the lobbyists who came calling in Washington, nor did House Republican leaders who made the issue a matter of party loyalty.
I'm in a considered to be a precarious situation on a reelect. I think I probably get a little more leeway in my voting than maybe somebody who's been in 20, 25 years. But in the end, I think they showed me a great deal of trust and respect, and I trust and respect them for that. You know, but I got both arms on here today.
What finally made the difference was Capito's own campaign experience, being outspent by a millionaire. The Senate version of reform includes a so-called Millionaire's Amendment. It raises the contribution limits for candidates in Capito's situation so they can gather money more easily. Capito shopped the Millionaire Amendment to the bill's House sponsors, fellow Republican Chris Shays of Connecticut and Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan. She also kept her options open by contacting Republican Bob Ney of Ohio and Maryland Democrat Albert Wynn. They were offering a much weaker bill backed by the Republican leadership.
I took it to the Shays-Meehan people. I had it in the Ney-Wynn substitute as well in a little bit different form. And we reworked it with Mr. Shays, and he was gracious enough to let me offer it on the floor of the House because he knew how committed I was to it.
Capito brought it up early yesterday evening.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from West Virginia rise?
I have an amendment at the desk. I'm a designee of Mr. Shays.
The clerk will designate the amendment.
It passed by voice vote. But Shays had never asked for her vote in return. He agreed to the amendment more than 12 hours before Capito agreed to vote for the bill.
Probably in the middle of the day, around between 12 and 2 at some point, I decided that I was going to go ahead and support the Shays-Meehan all the way through.
So Capito became one of just 8 Republican freshmen to support the bill. The measure now goes back to the Senate. Opponents have threatened a filibuster to talk it to death. But an opposition lobbyist said today that between Enron and the strong vote in the House, they're not sure they have the votes to sustain a filibuster. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said Mr. Bush is following events in the Senate, but not trying to influence them.
I think it's a little early to get declarative, but the president has sent a very clear signal to the Congress that he wants to sign something that improves the system.
It was 1992, the last time Congress sent a campaign finance reform bill to the White House. It was vetoed by President Bush's father. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.